What do you want to tell us, my friend?
I nearly beat somebody famous at what they do best.
You nearly beat somebody famous at what they do best. What's the story?
Well, I played Jackie Wilson a dance match a couple of years back now in our local village. And it was sort of like a men-only thing, and then I sort of really went on to him and on to him to play. So we did.
And then how hard was Jockey trying? I mean, ask yourself.
Oh, very, very hard. But, see, the condition was that he started on 1,000 and I started on 800.
800, though? Yeah, wow, believe it.
I'll still be fine.
Exactly, I thought it was going to be 8 or something. Yeah, 800?
Yes, bear with me. He could only hit bulls and 25, yet I could hit anywhere else.
Jockey Wilson, I was once filming with a bunch of those, I guess men is the word once, and I know people always think, oh, that's just a good story, but I saw Jockey Wilson actually eat the flight of his darts. He did thought nobody could see him. He was standing in the corner and he looked left, he looked right. He put his darts with flats on behind his back, like you do when you've got a sweep at school. And I saw the other hand go around, and then he obviously did something, and he ran his hand over his mouth, and you saw him surreptitiously chewing, and then when he brought the darts, there was no flights on them. Jockey Wilson actually eats the flights of his darts. Anyway, the categories, and I'm happy to have any categories, but have you ever seen famous people arguing? Did you see him argue at all?
No, I did ask him his real name.
Which is?
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but he said it was John Thomas.
It's John Thomas, sure it is. Yeah, that I think what you're getting there is an example of the jockey wit.